Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, the Root's on fire. Welcome back to Wayne Allen Root, run unfiltered on USA Radio for another week. Today is, yesterday was Super Bowl Sunday, the 13th. Today is Valentine's Day, the 14th of February, 2022. I am live. This is not Memorex. Wayne Allen Root live with you. Happy Valentine's Day to all of you. Hope you had a great Super Bowl. I hope you did not watch the Super Bowl halftime performance. There's many more important things to talk about that are life and death. But I wanted to open because it's the one chance you have, and then time goes on, and the Super Bowl's getting older and older by the minute, and it's just yesterday's news. So I wanted to open the show by mentioning the Super Bowl and the fact that great game, but the halftime performance was disgusting and disgraceful. It has nothing to do with black versus white, so let's get that out of the way. I don't care if a person's black. You could be a black gentleman. You could be a white thug. Matter of fact, Eminem is a white thug. And they were a bunch of thugs on stage at the halftime performance, and it was disgusting, and it was disgraceful, and it starts to make Janet Jackson's exposed nipple look like good stuff and moral stuff and good-for-the-family stuff compared to the garbage that you watched yesterday, which was a celebration of thug life. It looked like a celebration of Compton and their pimp cars. And their thug cars and their thug lifestyle. And how about the dance number with a bunch of people in prison garb? Is that like something to celebrate? Black people in prison garb? I didn't see a single white person, except for Eminem. In an entire 15-minute halftime, there was no white people, except for Eminem, who's basically a black rapper with white skin, and who took a knee to give thanks and love and celebrate Colin Kaepernick's kneeing for the national anthem. Piece of filth. Hate your country, get the hell off the stage. All the people on the stage together are worth over $1 billion. $1 billion. Gee, America's been so bad to you. America's so bad to people of color that the people on the stage are worth over $1 billion and they get a dance number with a bunch of black people dressed in prison garb. That's not racist. If I put black people in prison garb, you tell me I'm a racist. But if black people put black people in prison garb, it's not garb, it's not racist at all, right? So Eminem takes a knee to offend all of America. Snoop Dogg is in the halftime show, speaking of thugs. And just in January, a month ago, he collaborated on a violent police-killing rap song. And yet the NFL made him a major part of it. Just 2 days before, by the way, the halftime show, Snoop Dogg was sued for not sexual harassment, which is bad enough, sexual assault. Sexual assault. Not only is he in the halftime show with no problem, but he's in demand as a pitchman for everything from beer to chips to burgers. And he pops up on NFL broadcasts and guest stars in movies like The Addams Family. And on Wednesday became the owner of Death Row Records. But it's just disgusting. His anti-police rap single, Police, with rapper J5 Slap and two other hip-hop artists, features incendiary lyrics, including the following intro. All you N's out there, and they use the word, of course. And see, I was going to say to you, I'll bet you every person on that stage, every black person on that stage has used the N-word 1,000 times. But if I use it, my career should be over. If Joe Rogan used it, his career should be over. Take your guns they're using to shoot each other and start shooting these. I'm allowed to say the word for a female dog, yeah, Chris? Start shooting these bitch, and then another word for butt, and then mother effer police. That'll impress a mother effing, you know what, N, like me, the crooked mother effer, because these police getting way too mother effer out of line. That's what they put. Now, again, he didn't read those lyrics or sing those lyrics during the halftime show. But what if Wayne Root had those lyrics? And then I went out and gave a performance to the whole country and everyone's children during the biggest sporting event of the year. And I'm a white Republican, white straight male Republican. And I have lyrics with the N-word in it celebrating killing cops. Or maybe how about celebrating killing people of color? It's talking about sick stuff, right? Well, my career would be over and they'd ban me from the Super Bowl. I'd be fired. They'd use the morals clause in the contract and I'd be out. But it's okay for Snoop Dogg. His name Snoop rhymes with stoop. It's perfect because he stoops so low. He's a disgraceful thug mother you-know-whatter, mother trucker. Disgusting. Disgusting halftime. This is the proof of the end of America, the decline of America, and the decline of our children in America, because this is the crap they watch, fed to them by bleeding-heart liberals like Roger Goodell in the NFL. Goodell's a good name, too, because it kind of rhymes with rotten hell. Roger Goodell, rotten hell. You've just destroyed and brought down the level of class in this country and of manners in this country and of etiquette in this country and of teaching children right from wrong in this country. You have screwed up the NFL. Because let me tell you something. There's nothing racist about what I'm about to say. The vast majority of the audience that watches the NFL are male, white, middle class, and blue collar Republican conservative Trump voters. That's who the majority watches the NFL. That's who they are. And you just made such a stupid mistake and a long line of mistakes as turning off every Republican Trump voter, straight white male, who watches the NFL. But here's the thing. Let's expand it beyond race. Because I know every white middle class male hated that halftime ceremony and thought it was a bunch of thugs. Again, I stress, it had nothing to do with black or white. You could be a white thug and be a black gentleman. They were thugs. But more importantly, about that halftime ceremony, I think middle-class blacks and middle-class aspirational Latinos with families were just as disgusted as I was. I guarantee you Latinos were just as disgusted as I am, as in church-going Latinos, family people. We're just as disgusted as I was by the celebration of thug life or Compton thug life. Just disgusting. Now, all of that's unimportant. A halftime show to Super Bowl, other than the morals of America are on the line. And what's popular in movies and music and Super Bowl halftime shows is what's dragging this country down. But what's really important today is this new story about Hillary Clinton. Because as Donald Trump says, she should get the death penalty. I mean, you have here a case, if it's true, again, A, if it's true, and B, if there's a trial and it's proven, she's proven guilty. All of that has to be true. But if it's true that John Durham's investigation has proven that Hillary Clinton listened in, was spying on her opponent for the President of the United States, this makes Watergate look like nothing, look like a Boy Scout expedition. She was listening in on everything Trump did, and no one seems to understand that's how she would have beaten him. He managed to win because the largest number of middle-class white people came out in the history of the world. And they brought Trump to victory despite Hillary trying to rig the election. And this is one of the ways she rigged it. By listening in on every word Trump said at Trump Tower and Trump's campaign headquarters. And then she knew what he was going to do, and she could checkmate him every step of the way. And it just didn't work out for her. It was a rigged election, and Trump won it. He's the first guy to ever beat a rigged election. I've said this 1,000 times before. And I've said before that Hillary Clinton, what she did was overseen by Obama. She didn't do that without Obama's okay. And there were reports this weekend it was overseen by Biden. Well, all these people deserve life in prison, in a supermax prison, or the death penalty. Hang them, electrocute them, firing squad. They committed such acts of treason to the United States by listening in, A, to a presidential candidate they're running against to try and win an election, and B, to then continue it once he's elected. Once Trump was president, they continued listening in to everything Trump said. It's so disgusting. It's so beyond the pale. John Durham says Democrats paid to infiltrate Trump White House servers. And breaking news, Durham's probe accelerates, more people cooperating and coming before a grand jury. Bill Priestap, James Baker, and Dirty Mark Elias are all mentioned. A new court filing from special counsel John Durham. I mean, this is big, big news. This makes Watergate look like a walk in the park. It is treason against the United States of America, and treason can be punishable by the death penalty. My guess is they don't even get tickets. These people won't get a ticket for jaywalking when they should be getting the death penalty. What if Trump spied on Hillary? What if Trump spied on the first black president, Obama? What if Trump had an elaborate system set up to spy on Obama? Would that be big news in the mainstream media? Would Trump be arrested by the DOJ tomorrow? Would he be in manacles and leg irons tomorrow, perp walked out of his offices? Yes. What are you going to do to Hillary? New court filing from special counsel John Durham this weekend revealed Perkins Coie allies connected to Hillary Clinton's campaign spied on Trump's internet traffic while he was president. According to Durham, Jaffe and his associates exploited internet data from the executive office of the president of the United States. So this is Trump when he's president. To further their own political agenda, Durham investigators uncovered evidence that shows Hillary Clinton's team paid operatives to infiltrate Trump Tower and then President Trump's White House servers to link Trump to Russia. Do you understand what's going on here? A, they bugged a presidential campaign. B, they bugged the president of the United States, spied on the president of the United States. And C, they tried to use it to bolster their case for why he should be taken away from the presidency because of Russian collusion that never existed. President Trump released a statement unloading on the totally corrupt and shameless mainstream media. He released a statement over the weekend saying Hillary could get the death penalty for this. Why aren't you investigating? I'll read it to you when we get back. Wayne on the Root, Ron on Filtered USA Radio. The Root, the Root, the Root's on fire. I'm Wayne Alaroot. There are two things that I care about. I'm always working on my health and fitness, and I care so much about preventing illness. And that's where vitamin D comes in. Vitamin D is also known as the sunshine vitamin. How do you know if you have low levels of vitamin D? Most people don't. Sons of Liberty, our regular sponsors of CBD, have been working with a group of scientists to create this patent-pending spray vitamin. Five sprays contain a whopping 15,000 IUs of vitamin D3. It's instantly in your bloodstream, providing amazing protection against illness. And the taste is amazing. Protect yourself and your loved ones this season with this great-tasting vitamin D3 spray from Sons of Liberty. For my listeners only, go sonsofliberty.com. is offering a discount of 15% off every product when you use the code WAR15 at checkout. Please support veteran-owned, service-disabled, small business. Go sonsofliberty.com. Make the healthy choice and choose go sonsofliberty.com. Use code WAR15 to get up to 15% off. Go sonsofliberty.com.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, you may qualify for a free continuous glucose monitor system. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM systems can automatically manage your diabetes better for you. And by using a CGM system, you can eliminate forever one thing most people with diabetes hate the most, finger sticks. Now is possible to manage your diabetes better, end the painful finger sticks, and get a new CGM monitoring system at little or no cost to you. We even provide in-home delivery and do all the insurance paperwork for you. Now is the best time to manage your diabetes better and get your continuous glucose monitor. Call now for details. 800-396-0150. 800-396-0150. 800-396-0150. That's 800-396-0150.
Hi, folks. This is Wayne Allen Root. I know you've heard me talk about the Liberty Project and their wonderful website, VetsAndHorses.com. They are headquartered at Shiloh Ranch here in Southern Nevada. Shiloh Ranch was the late actor Tony Curtis's horse rescue ranch. The Liberty Project purchased the property and has repurposed it for multiple military vet programs, including rescuing and training wild Mustangs. The program is so successful, they're turning away veterans who need help, and we can't let that continue. J.P. Huffman and his family and friends have been keeping the program alive from their very own pockets. I just learned that they need to raise $250,000 immediately to continue full operations. I told JP he could always count on Team Root. We can't let any veteran be turned away, ever. 100% of all donations are used for the program and only the program to help vets and horses. Government does very little for vets. It's up to us. Help fund this great organization at vetsandhorses.com. That's vetsandhorses.com.
Right now, people are home with their pets.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Wayne Allyn Root, welcome back to Wayne Allyn Root, Ron Outfield here on USA Radio Network. The Root's on fire. A company for the house that Root built here in Las Vegas, Nevada. We call it the Root Dome. Two come up the stairs and only one ever leaves. The Root Dome. Energized Health is the sponsor of this segment of the show. Happy Valentine's Day to everybody out there. You know, my Valentine is Joe Biden. I love Joe Biden. Barack Obama's my Valentine. Someone's got to love him because I know Michelle probably doesn't. Listen, my friends at Energized Health want to celebrate Valentine's Day in all seriousness with you. They are the founders of Energized Health, John and Chelsea Jubilee. Regular guests on my show sharing their breakthrough science of intercellular hydration. Recently, they were guests at my wedding. And there were over 200 people at my wedding. And everyone kept saying, wow, you look younger, healthier, thinner, better than you did at age 60 than 50. What are you doing? Please tell me. I want to do it. And I pointed to John and Chelsea, and I said, they did it. Go talk to them. Don't take my word for it. I've received more fan mail about Energized Health than any other advertiser in my history. No one ever sends me fan mail about advertisers, sponsors of the show. They do about Energized Health. John and Chelsea are transforming the lives of my fans. They report losing huge amounts of fat, throwing out their prescription drugs, gaining energy, and enjoying the best health of their lives. Right now, Energized Health has a sweetheart deal for Valentine's Day. So today's the last day, right now, the last hours you can get involved and take advantage of 40% off for you and 100% off for your sweetheart. Wayne Allyn Root, WAR, 40% off, decisive action discount, plus your sweetheart is free only on Valentine's Day. You got to sign up by the end of business today. EnergizedHealth.com, EnergizedHealth.com, or call 888, better yet, I would call, 888-444-8895. Ask for John Jubilee, 888-444-8895. He will personally take care of my fans, 888-444-8895. All right, some of the big news stories this weekend, I talked about the Super Bowl. halftime show that was disgusting, low-life thugs. I talked about the Durham probe that really should result in certainly long prison sentences, let alone life in prison, let alone the death penalty. I want to mention real quick Neil Young, the moron who's so into the vaccines, who's so brainwashed by the vaccines, who's such a believer in the cult religion of vaccines, that he tried to go after Joe Rogan, and he told Spotify, I'm taking all my music off. It's either Joe Rogan or me. Tried to ruin Joe Rogan's career over vaccine misinformation, which is actually information, not misinformation. He's the one who believes in brainwashed misinformation. But I always find all these people are the biggest hypocrites in the world. For instance, the biggest racists ever are Democrats. Democrats are the ones who hate black people. By the way, if you create a halftime show with black people in prison uniforms, you don't like black people. Liberals are the ones who hate black people and put them down and think low of them, not conservatives. And here's people live in glass houses, shouldn't throw stones. Here's Neil Young. He once gave an interview to Rolling Stone. And you know the bad word for gay people that begins with an F? He said he didn't want to see an F with AIDS handling his groceries. In an interview to a reporter during the height of the AIDS epidemic, Neil Young blasted homosexuals, blaming them for the spread of AIDS, and expressing disgust at the idea of having to interact with them at the grocery store, and then called him an F word that you call gay people, and said it multiple times. So shouldn't he be banned and canceled, according to cancel culture? All right. So we're done with Neil Young. We'll throw that out. New study confirms ivermectin outperforms other options, meaning everything else out there, including some of the new drugs that they're pitching and promoting to go after COVID, like Paxlovid, a new drug from Pfizer that costs taxpayers $5.29 billion and counting and costs $529 per course of treatment. And all you need is cheap little ivermectin. What has Wayne Root been saying for 2 years now? Hydroxychloroquine and ivermectin work. Ivermectin, this study shows, lowers the viral load by inhibiting viral replication, reduced infection by 86%, speeds recovery, protects against organ damage, lowers the risk of hospitalization and death, and costs $48 to $95 for an entire course of treatment. Early treatment lowers your risk of long COVID, which includes physical and mental health conditions. Ivermectin is wonderful and fantastic, and it beats out basically every other drug. And one more thing I want to tell you about COVID. The UK government, the COVID vaccine, the UK government data was out this weekend proving that COVID-19 vaccines damage your immune system and continue to damage it more over time. Every week, every day, every week, every month that the vaccine is in you, it damages your immune system, creating vaccine-induced AIDS. Speaking of AIDS in the 1980s and Neil Young attacking gay people with AIDS, you too can have AIDS, except you don't have to have sex with a gay person or a person with a drug needle anymore to have AIDS. You just need to stick a needle in your arm with the COVID vaccine. That's not Wayne Root talking. That's UK government data. Boom.
This view was worth a hike.
Right? And it's a good way to stay on top of my health.
Yes, I'm Cologuard, a prescription colon cancer screening option for people 45 plus at average risk. Have you screened for colon cancer?
Not yet.
Don't wait. It's more treatable when caught in early stages.
Tell me more.
Cologuard is non-invasive and it's used at home. It detects altered DNA in your stool to find 92% of colon cancers.
92%?
Yep, even those in early stages.
This was seen in a clinical study with patients 50 and older. Any positive result should be followed by a diagnostic colonoscopy. False positive and negative results may occur. Cologuard is not a replacement for colonoscopy in high-risk patients. Do not use if you have had adenomas, have inflammatory bowel disease and certain hereditary syndromes, or a personal or family history of colon cancer.
Most insured patients pay $0. Ask your provider or an online prescriber if Cologuard is right for you, or visit Cologuard.com.
I'm in.
This view was...
You USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Dr. Anthony Fauci, President Joe Biden's chief medical advisor, now says the full-blown phase of the coronavirus pandemic could be ending very soon. Fauci said the combination of COVID-19 vaccines and treatments and immunity from prior infections could make the virus much more manageable going forward. He said in the coming months, more and more decisions on masking and other restrictions will be made on the local level, and that local governments should feel comfortable to be able to remove those mask mandates extremely soon, although many states already have. Commercial chicken flocks in Kentucky are testing positive for a highly lethal form of bird flu, widening an outbreak that threatens the United States poultry industry. Infections in the chickens that are being raised for meat are set to trigger more restrictions on U.S. poultry exports with buyers like China and Korea. The disease is hitting the market hard as poultry supplies are already down due to strong demand and labor shortages. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
I need help with my taxes. Where can I find free tax help?
If you make $54,000 a year or less, you can participate in the IRS Volunteer Income Tax Assistance, VITA, or the Tax Counseling for the Elderly, TCE, programs. IRS-certified volunteers provide free basic tax prep for low to moderate income taxpayers. The TCE program is specifically for taxpayers age 60 and older. Go to IRS.gov and enter free tax prep in the search box to find a VITA or TCE site near you.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
Hey!
know that song. That is called The Warrior, and that is, of course, my nickname, Wayne Allen Root, The Warrior. And, of course, that comes from my initials, Wayne Allen Root, War, The Warrior, always on offense, the root's on fire. Welcome back to segment number three of hour number one. Hero 2020 is the sponsor of this segment of the show. For weeks, I've been telling you about a non-lethal weapon, Hero 2020. The website's hero2020.com. Hero has engineered a much more powerful solution than pepper spray in a can. It only takes a few minutes to learn how to use the Hero 2020. It has a laser sight to ensure that you never miss. It does not require a concealed carry permit. This is perfect for anyone who wants to protect themselves and doesn't feel comfortable carrying a traditional handgun. The Hero 2020 will stop an attack and no one dies or gets seriously injured. Do what I did and protect yourself and your loved ones and get Hero 2020 today at hero2020.com. Use the coupon code WAR for a special discount. That's hero2020.com, hero2020.com. State restrictions may apply. All right, we got a new guest. I'm actually excited about a new guest because I went out and found him because I have seen some of his podcasts and I've read some of the things he's written and seen the write-ups about his podcast, and I think he's fantastic. His name is Ben Armstrong. He is the host of the Ben Armstrong Show at thenewamerican.com. The Ben Armstrong Show at thenewamerican.com. And him and I are on the same path about this, same war path, by the way, about this vaccine in so many ways. The vaccine and the government cover-up and the lockdowns and the masks and all the lies we've been told and the VAERS list. We've both been going down the exact same war path. So welcome to the show, Ben Armstrong. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing great. It's an honor to be on your show, Wayne. I really appreciate you having me on.
I'm really a big fan. I've caught a few of your podcasts, and I'm like, this guy's like a brother from another mother. This guy's talking about the exact same things I am. We've both got big balls because we talk about things that scare the hell out of the media and scare the hell out of the Biden administration and scare the hell out of Fauci and the CDC. So I'm very proud of you, and I wanted to get you on to expand on many of the things I've been talking about. So here's the deal, Ben. I've talked for a long, long time now, since the vaccines came out in December of 2020 and January of 2021, I've told my audience, don't get them. I don't order anybody. If you want to get them, you can get them. It's not like it's a demand like the Biden mandates of the world. But I do say it's not a good idea to get vaccines because you never know. You know, it was rushed to production. There was no control group. You never know what's going to happen. And then the real numbers started coming in with VAERS and other sources, and it was now the Department of Defense, and it's very clear this thing is killing, hurting. The athletes are dropping dead. The death rates are up. The life insurance companies are freaking out. Everybody and anybody can see all around the world, Israel number one in deaths, despite being number one in vaccines. This thing is a killer. You've got even more in-depth, detailed stats than I do, because I saw you are saying over a million vaccine deaths. And I don't know if that's all over the world, or you're saying just in the United States, a million, when they're admitting 23,000. Tell me how you get to a million.
That is today's show, actually, and that just broke. I was waiting for us to hit that mark. But, yeah, we're at 1,048,206 vaccine deaths in the United States alone, according to the government itself. That is according to VAERS data. Now, I used to, when the VAERS first started getting reported in the news, I checked it out, but I knew it was way underreported. And so I used to wonder, you know, I know it's way underreported, and it's really just giving you a sample size. I really would like to know how to figure out what is the actual numbers. Well, I didn't figure it out.
Ben, I just want to jump in and say something. You know what my critics always say to me? Oh, the VAERS is not a report of deaths. It's a report of people who claim they think their relative died or their patient died after getting the vaccine, but it has yet to be investigated, so it does, they aren't all deaths. So you're just exaggerating, Wayne. That's what they always tell me when I report 23,000 deaths, and I report that Columbia University says multiply times 20 for the VAERS, so that's 400,000 plus deaths. Where are you getting the number a million plus? Please educate me.
Steve Kirsch, who has 2 degrees from MIT and as a guy who got the vaccine himself, started noticing that they were all lying to him. And anyone can look up Steve Kirsch and you'll find out. He came up with and did the most research into it that the underreporting of VAERS is about a factor of 41. So sometimes he says 40 because I think he's just rounding. But I use the factor 40. Once he gave me that information, I've been using it the whole time. So the factor 41. What people need to understand is the left will say, well, VAERS is a self-reporting system, therefore you can't rely on it. But they're trying to make people think it's unregulated. The government does regulate it. You and I cannot report to VAERS. So we can't, like, manipulate the data. Or conservatives can't be calling up and trying to manipulate the data. You have to be a doctor. You have to have credentials or are part of a clinic, and so they do vet those numbers. So basically, this is how I describe people should look at VAERS. VAERS is a poll. So what the media does to trick everyone to think that there isn't a lot of deaths out there is it would be like if a candidate's running in a state and a poll polls 500 people, 250 of those people say they support that candidate. But imagine if the news then went on and said, candidate so-and-so only has 250 people that support him in that state. That's it. Nobody else. Just 250. No, it's a poll of only 500 people, a small sample, and then you're supposed to use mathematics. Now, VAERS, you're supposed to use mathematics to figure this out. And Steve Kirsch figured out the underreporting factor of 41. I know people do differ on the underreporting factor.
And by the way, Harvard said 100. Harvard said, and this was a few years back, like maybe 10 years ago, Harvard said VAERS only has 1% of the true numbers reporting of deaths and injuries, so you have to multiply times 100. And I said on my show, look, if you have 23,000, you multiply by 100, you're talking about a couple of million people dead. Couple of million. You're saying 1 million. It could be a million, but I've been going by the Columbia number, which is more recent. They just came in like a year ago, year and a half ago, and they said multiply times 20. So even if that's the correct number, Ben, it's still an astounding and unbelievable and unimaginable 400,000 plus Americans dead from not COVID, but the COVID vaccine. And what's that famous Hippocratic oath? Doctor, do no harm. Doctors are mass murdering if the real number is anywhere between 700,000 and a million. Either way, it's a massive number, correct?
Correct. But the million that I'm even reporting, I know is under what really is happening. How do I know?
Say why. Why do you know that? Say, tell everyone why you
know this. Because of all of the life insurance companies that are having massive record amounts in the third and fourth quarter. When you can't have these insurance companies across the board having around 40% increases in death claims.
Non-COVID death, right? Non-COVID death claims, right?
Non-COVID, right. It's just they can't even explain it. So understand that even with this million, even with these factors, think of how many people have died 4 months later after getting the vaccine because a blood clot went to their brain or they had a heart attack or something, and it is because of the vaccine. Those don't even get counted. They're not even going to count those in the VAERS system. So we know it's way more than even a million. So when I say a million, I'm being kind.
Well, think about this one. I've said this one on the air for a long time. Man, see how you and I are like members of the same club here? I've said this on the air for a long time. These are only the deaths of people who got vaccinated in the last year. A lot of them were vaccinated in the last few months. They died. What's going to happen 2 years and 3 years and 5 years from now? What's going to happen 10 years from now? How many cancer deaths? How many blood clots? How many drop dead from heart attack? How many strokes? If it's this high now, and again, I won't even use your million. Your million, I'm not even going to say it's right. I'm saying it's very possible you're 100% right. But let's use my 400,000 figure. If that's what you have after only the first year with a lot of people just getting vaccinated in the last 6 months, can you imagine 3 years from now, will it be 10 million? Will it be 15 million? Will it be 20 million Americans who drop dead from the vaccine? Could very well be.
Yeah, here's the point, and for your audience, forget about us, 1,400,000, and we don't even need to argue that. Here's the point. Either way, it's a fact that it's not safe and effective. And it's a fact that Dr. Fauci knows it. Because what they have to do, and the CDC and the members of the CDC, they have to pretend like they don't know how the VAERS system works.
Right.
Like they don't know what the sample size, and they don't know. So you'll get news reports where they'll say, what VAERS is at right now is 25,566 deaths.
Oh, is it that high now? I thought it was 23. Was it updated to 25 this past Friday?
Yeah. 25,566. Okay. That's what it's at. That's how I got to the million. That's why I was like, we broke the million mark.
Well, guess what? Even by my numbers with Columbia University, it's now at 500,000, that means. Times 20, which is a low number. I know yours is a higher number.
Yeah.
Mine's a low number. Multiply times 20. Now you're at half a million dead. 25,000 plus times 20 is over a half a million dead directly from the vaccine. So it doesn't matter if your numbers, my numbers, these are staggering numbers. These are mind-blowing numbers, Ben.
How do they say it's safe and effective? How do they get around
it? What does even work? Everyone I know has COVID is vaccinated. This is the most insane thing that's ever happened in world history. But it sure appears, as Dr. Malone has said on my show, these people are under a spell. They're like Jim Jones at Guyana, right? They're ready to drink the poison, or in this case, inject the poison, without ever asking a question. And no matter how many people they know who die or who get COVID or they themselves get seriously ill with COVID, they still believe that the vaccine made it better or it would have been much worse. It's the strangest phenomenon I've ever seen. Here's the problem with radio. It goes very fast and the music comes on, and the guests usually can't hear my music. I hear it. So that means I got to get out, but I want you to stay for another segment. You're fascinating.
Sure.
I love you. You're fantastic. I want you to start being a regular guest. So just hang through the break, and we'll grab you on the other side. There's so much I want to talk to you about, because I found someone with the same truth-telling ability, which is not easy in this world because everyone calls you crazy and a heretic and a conspiracy theorist, even though everything guys like you and I say that's a conspiracy theory turns out to be right a year later. Everything. So here we go. More with Ben Armstrong just around the corner. Wayne Allyn Root on Wayne Allyn Root Run Unfiltered on USA Radio Network. Ben, by the way, is the Ben Armstrong Show at thenewamerican.com.
You know, I've told you how much my feet hurt from time to time, and I've also told you how much I enjoy getting to work, because right here under my desk I have a pair of my slippers, Mike Lindell's new invention with patented fill, the MyPillow fill that, you know, he works in the pillow so well, comfort memory foam, patented impact gel, and it has an indoor-outdoor sole for all-day use. Right now, they are on sale. If you go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, you will see MyPillow slippers at 50% off, but only for a limited time. Plus, you'll get Mike's soft cover book, What Are the Odds? From Crack Addict to CEO. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175. Use my promo code USA. Savings on overstock items, too, at MyPillow.com.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root from my great friends John and Chelsea Jubilee of Energized Health. Recently, they were guests at my wedding. Everyone kept saying, wow, Wayne, you look so much younger, healthier, thinner at age 60 than age 50. What did you do? I pointed them to John and Chelsea, and I said, they did it. Go talk to them. Energized Health changed my life. The proof isn't just how I look. I lost 25 pounds of fat, including the dangerous kind, inner body visceral fat, gained 10 pounds of muscle in only 88 days, and I've kept the fat off for over a year. But don't just take my word for it. I've received more fans mail about Energized Health than any other advertiser I've had in history. John and Chelsea are transforming the lives of my fans. My fans report losing huge amounts of fat, throwing out their prescription drugs, gaining energy, and enjoying the best health of their lives. Right now, Energized Health has a sweetheart deal. My fans get the WAR 40% off decisive action discount, plus your sweetheart is free. But you gotta sign up by Valentine's Day. Go to EnergizedHealth.com. 40% off and your sweetheart is free. EnergizedHealth.com. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. It's official. Inflation is at its highest level since the 1980s, according to the U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics. What most people don't know is that it's actually much worse. Inflation may be higher now than the 1980s, since the new measurements exclude food and energy. Gas prices up 58%. Energy up 33%. What can you do about it? Protect yourself and your family. Only gold, silver, and other hard assets give you true protection. My friends at Tangible Investments guarantee the absolute lowest prices on precious metals. precious metals. Check them out at TII1.com or call 800-300-8441. Tangible Investments has 40 years of experience and billions, that's with a B, billions in transactions. Call 800-300-8441 if you want help with gold, silver, platinum. They guarantee you the best prices plus excellent service. Call Tangible Investments now, 800-300-8441, or visit TII1.com. They also provide free verbal appraisals.
Raw and un...
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Way down the route. I want to get back to my guest, Ben Armstrong, but I do have to thank my sponsors, and one of them is the Way Down the Route podcast. It's called War Now, and if you like the radio show, you will love the podcast. I just want to make sure you know War Raw is available anywhere you download podcasts, iTunes, Spotify, Apple, iHeart, Amazon, Google Play, Spreaker, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw by Way Down the Route. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, tax cuts, and Trump will stand up and cheer for War Raw. And then I've got the weekend video version of the podcast at root4america.com. Every Friday afternoon, it's up. We do it on Friday mornings, and it's up on Friday afternoon. root4america.com, the video version of my weekend version of the podcast, which is called America's Top 10 Stories for Conservatives. All right, it's time to get back to Ben Armstrong. He's got a show he's the host of called The Ben Armstrong Show at thenewamerican.com, and he has done a fantastic job of reporting about the vaccine deaths and the vaccine injuries and the massive cover-up as governments lie about this stuff. And I'll tell you why you came to my attention, Ben, because I've talked on the air nonstop for about 6 months now that it's a total lie when they say this is a pandemic of the unvaccinated. In reality, it's a pandemic of the vaccinated because they call anyone who dies or is sick unvaccinated within 14 days to 30 days, depending on how many shots you've gotten of whenever you got your vaccine. They count you as unvaccinated when you die. They count you as unvaccinated. The die-off happens. They know specifically in that two-week period after you get vaccinated, more people die than any other period. So they count that as unvaccinated, and then they pump the numbers up that everybody who's dying and everybody who's sick is unvaccinated. And I saw you talking about the exact same thing. Great minds think alike. Elaborate a little bit.
Yeah, it's really unbelievable that they can get away with it. This also shows that why our numbers, when we're saying the vaccine deaths, are what they are actually lower and most likely much higher, because they had to find out a way to suppress this information of people dying within that 14-day period. So what they did is they know scientifically, and they're a little bit correct on this, on the science, a little bit, that it takes a full 14 days for the vaccine, which is not even really a vaccine, it's gene therapy. But this gene therapy, that the experimental thing that they're injecting in you, it takes a full 14 days for it to completely do its thing. But that doesn't mean it doesn't affect you right away. Anything you inject into your blood will affect you immediately. So, but they use that gimmick of, well, since you haven't gone full 14 days, we're going to classify you as unvaccinated so they can keep the vaccinated death numbers down. And then don't forget, the whole COVID-19 is really just a scam, because the hospitals were never overrun in New York. I can prove that if anyone doesn't want to believe it. Besides all the videos, remember when they said the hospitals were being overrun in New York, we had all these videos in emergency rooms not being overrun on people's cell phones. Besides that, Trump brought in a ship hospital and created a hospital.
Right, nobody ever went.
Well, and they didn't use one bed, not right. One of them.
Right.
So how
correct.
Could they have been overrun?
No, that's 100% true. He brought in that giant hospital ship, I think in New York and L.A., and nobody ever sent one patient. It's the most ridiculous thing ever. But let's get to this. We only have like maybe 3 minutes left. I'd like you to elaborate why this is happening. Why? In other words, are doctors waking up and going, I want to be a mass murderer today? I don't believe that. I think they all... Today, I think everyone's in on the scam. It's a get-rich-quick scheme and scam, and they all want to get rich on the vaccines and the kickbacks for the vaccines and the big pharma advertising in the media, and how about the vaccine stocks, the big pharma stocks who have the vaccines.
Sure.
Everybody's becoming millionaires and billionaires. I think that's the real reason. But do you believe it's kind of a mass murder depopulation scheme?
There's two motives. Actually three, if you add that one in there. Two major motives, money and power, before the global government, and they need a crisis, because you can get away with things when you have crises.
Right.
So you can get the people to accept things they would never accept. So that's the power aspect. Then you can make money, so you have the money aspect. But everyone's looking for, and then you do have globalists who are open about saying that they want depopulation. You can go look at the George Guidestones. I didn't put those stinking things up there, but some globalists did, how they want to depopulate the earth. But anyways, everyone's looking for a mastermind. They look at George Soros. Is it Bill Gates? What they don't realize, there really is a mastermind, but it's not where everyone is looking. This is a battle of good and evil, and the mastermind is Satan. And this is a battle between God and Satan, and that's why it all comes together. So you'll have Bill Gates, you'll have China doing what they do, you have the globalists doing what they do. They all hated Donald Trump. That was another reason
Obama.
Why they did the whole pandemic.
How about Obama?
But it all comes together because of Satan.
Ben, I think Obama's right in the middle of it, too. You know, I really do.
Well, Obama's behind the scenes.
Yeah.
Obama never likes to make it look like he's, even when he was president, when we would do things and they got rid of Gaddafi. Obama always made it look like he's not doing it. He's not involved. That's how he did his presidency. That's what he's doing right behind the scenes right now.
Always pulling the strings. I told you, you and I think so much alike. It's scary. I announced to my audience a few months ago, I said, I'm not a highly religious person. I've never been. I work 24 hours a day. I'm a workaholic. I don't have time to run to church or temple or anything like that. So I'm not the most religious guy in the world, but I believe strongly in God, and I'm a Jew, took Christ as my Savior a while back. And I do believe this is good versus evil. It's God versus the devil. I think it's Satan. And I said that to my audience. I didn't even know you believe that. So I'm with you, Ben. You and I see this so clearly. This is Satan trying to take over the world and wipe God out and wipe the good people out. Ben, we gotta run. Gotta run. He's the host of the Ben Armstrong Show at TheNewAmerican.com. We appreciate all you do. You're doing a great job. God bless you, Ben. Thank you.
Thanks. Thanks, Wayne. Thanks for having me on.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.